Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Bernstein McKnight, broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, home of the Tucson and Santa Fe Sport. We are here middays at 9 to 1. And today, it's Vincent Goodwill of NBC Sports Chicago on the Bulls at 10. Jim Paschke, the TV voice of the Bucks at 10:40. The midday midway at 11. John Boog Shambi talks baseball with us at noon, with surprises along the way as well. We are giving away two pairs of passes to meet Joe Maddon following our July 24th live broadcast for downtown Blue Cross Blue Shield Performance Stage. And if you're listening to a text for a text keyword, you're going to have an opportunity to win $1,000 cash. That's backed.
Good scratch.
It is. That is not something you want to sleep on. 312-644-6767 is the number at WSCR, the score. You email us at Bernstein and McKnight at 670thescore.com. That's where you listen to us live. We're streaming at 670thescore.com. We have texting at 67011. You text, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. Twitter is at Bernstein underscore MCK. He is at C1 McKnight. I am at Dan underscore Bernstein. There is also an opportunity to like the 670 The Score Facebook page, and then you can engage in conversation there. That also leads you to Facebook Live. And watch 670thescore.com for our video feed. That today,
good morning,
is it directed by Brian Gertz? It generally is, but I think there
is always directed perpetually by Brian Gertz. Yeah, but I think Ray Diaz is holding on to the keys this morning.
They're sharing some of those responsibilities. Our producers are Jay Zawoski.
I have one thing to say to you, Joel. Baby, you light up my world like nobody else. The way that you flip your hair gets me overwhelmed. But when you smile at the ground, it ain't hard to tell. You don't know, uh-oh, you don't know you're beautiful.
Who was that to?
It's Joel.
Oh, thanks, Jason.
Was there auto-tune in the middle of that?
It sounded like it.
Was there like a little bit of, did he put some production on it?
Or it could be video buffering.
Mm. Could be that.
And to whom was he singing?
Everyone, I think. I think
Joel
that goes
Goldberg
out to,
on the Fox Sports or, Kansas
or
City
Joel
broadcast.
Goldberg, one of the two, yeah.
Okay, not bad, actually.
Yeah, no, I mean, the guy can sing.
It's better than I thought.
Knows his tune. So I don't know if he had like all the lyrics up in front of him.
On the board is
those by himself.
Rick Camp.
Kevin White, if he can contribute to the Bears and work well with Trubisky, that just adds another notch into what they're trying to add here. I don't want to steal a line from put it before I put another notch in my lipstick case. No, I don't want to steal a line from Pat Benatar. Hit me with your own shot.
What? Hit me with all the shots. Hit me with everything you got.
What? I'm not even going to begin.
There's really... It's quite a thing.
I'm just
in the lipstick case.
I don't know. We'll just sort of let that.
Okay, it speaks for itself.
Yeah, hit me with your own shot.
Fire away, and doing what he does wherever he is the executioner. He is Ray Diaz.
My question is: when all of the fish die in that fish tank,
yeah,
what are you going to do with that fish tank?
What do you mean? Those fish are thriving.
You definitely got the ugliest fish that exists.
No.
There's nothing pretty about them.
You've probably spent maybe 2 seconds in that fish tank. Do you know how many fish are in there? We had 5 at one point. All 5 of those expired. So
you got replacements already?
Yeah. And they're thriving. They love their life.
Okay, well, you keep on keeping on, you know? Keep doing you.
Have you gone through your DVR yet?
Dan acts like he's never told a mundane story about his life on this air ever.
It isn't that. It's just that to tune in to what?
All right. I'll be honest. Before
you
left,
what kind of fish?
Before you left, I admitted that this job, that task, was going to be harder and harder for me to complete. I have pushed it off to not live
viewing.
You're
in charge. You've got one job.
When really it's just me because I'm the one that has to grab the audio of it anyway. So you guys are bitching about it when really it doesn't fall on either of you.
No, I'm not bitching. There's no bitching. I can't wait to watch it at some point this evening. I can wait to watch it, but I'll watch it at some
just
point
fast
this evening
forward through
in
the
and out
scenes.
Of the Home Run Derby. I'll find some effort.
Guys, this is the first show since the inception of the DVR that I actually tune in at airtime to watch.
What?
Not Game of Thrones.
I can't wait. No,
not
I can't
the
wait.
NHL All-Star Game.
Well, sports are different. But as far as a television program goes, as Connor would say.
Program.
I am that's there right at program. 9 o'clock on E! Every Sunday. Never fails.
Okay. Then you guys enjoy.
Well, you know where to find Jay.
Are you like trying to mock me?
This segment brought to you by Hotels.com. With Hotels.com, get rewarded from seaside cabins to resorts. Hotels.com's deals come with access to instant savings, too. Hotels.com. You do you. And get rewarded. Instant savings available on select properties. It was just last week that people were screaming about the Cubs and fire everybody. And this is so horrible. And what are they doing? And Joe Madden's lineups. The lineups. My God, that man and his lineups.
Yeah, and by last week, you mean really 4 days ago. Because you could go to the end of last week. You're wandering around up in the upper woods of Wisconsin and probably feeling some of the general panic that Brewers fans
see the Brewers games are on
have
up there.
Set in
wherever we go wherever we sit down those
big Brewers fans
the Brewers
up there.
Games are on and you see the whatever is Fox Sports Wisconsin or whatever they're yeah. showing everything on and yeah there's some unhappy people up there.
There really are. It's a big large number of them mm-hmm. a large amount of them as well no that is a team that is both given things back and away, just disappearing like tears in the rain in Pittsburgh. I mean, just kind of wandering off into the nowhere and falling back in the NL Central like they've been worried about each and every year for the past 4 years, right?
Yeah, it was all the TVs. When we were over at – we were at a place in Bemidji called C.K. Dudley's. It came highly recommended.
C.K. Dudley's.
Which, of course –
this is a guy we got to talk to about that coming up about 1
yes,
o'clock, right?
Because my wife and I kept referring to it as T.B. Diddler's. The late lamented D.B. Diddlers, he is going to be...
Plans for that ever get off the ground?
Well, you know I had people come up to me and say, well, why don't you tell it? Where's the address? Terry puts all this money into a place. And I said, it's a bit.
it's not a thing it's that a, happens.
It's a bit. It doesn't really exist. I was like, oh. So I'm talking to the guy for a while. I said, what do you do for a living? And he says, I'm a detective with the CPD. Okay.
Well, then you have resources that you should use.
He's literally a detective, and he couldn't figure out that T.B. Diddlers wasn't real. But I'm laughing the whole time. It was just – it's one of these great – and everybody in town said that's the place to go. I said, I don't want to go – you know, there's like a Perkins and a...
There's always a Perkins.
You want to go to a locally owned place.
You want to try for that.
Yeah. And everybody, and you know that there's going to be... And the best part is you pull up and like the sign out front is it's a Hams sign.
That's,
and like, okay, we're home. We're home.
Made it.
We're good.
Land of the sky blue waters.
Yeah, everything's fine. And fried bluegill is on the menu and the cheese curds come out.
They're also fried.
they are. And they also had a barbecue platter. He's got a smoker.
Also fried.
I said, what are you smoking? What's in the back? He goes, well, I'll just bring out a plate, a little bit of everything.
Those fish are thriving.
Yeah. Oh, they were thriving until I ate them. Yes. And so we kept calling it T.B. Diddlers. but hey. Oh, and then, okay. And then there, of course, as were their softball team came in.
Big C.K. Dudley's had a softball team. Who the hell are they playing?
I thought you meant the T.B. Diddler softball team.
That'd be a little different. They were suspended long ago.
Chaps, but no. But they come in full and nice, like double knit polyester uniforms, the whole deal. You feel flat brim
regalia,
like collegiate looking hats
clacking on the linoleum.
And there's a couple of old guys, and they come in. Hey! I said, "How'd you do? Because we won both our games," and then their obvious ringer came in. It's like these older guys, you know, like my age, and you know, little, and then this like 22-year-old guy who's 6'4", who is a ball player, and you can just tell. And the guy's got—he's obviously like a college ball player. Probably plays Northwoods League up there.
Probably.
And he walks in, sits down, like, and I said to the old guy, like, that's got to be your ringer. And he gives me this long look, and he takes a pull on his beard. He goes, we're all ringers. I said, no.
No, you're not.
No.
That man is no one's nephew. Right. You've stolen him from a local minor league team by promising him beer money, right. And the other team won't do it.
And the guy looked like a professional baseball player. Like an outfield, like a big ass pro outfielder, and the Northwoods League is like around.
Yeah, it's right around the way. There's Bemidji's got a spot, right?
I don't know if they. I had no idea their college hockey team was so good. The Beavers.
Oh yeah, the women's hockey has won national championships a couple years in the last five, and yeah, the men's team is good too.
Yeah, but it's I got that full taste of Northwoods. Bar and the guy, you know, the softball team coming in there. Yeah, congrats, the CK Dudleys guy took both their big games.
And with the weekend the Cubs had, you could have had any of your fried fish, fried cheese curds, or barbecue with a side of Brewer's Tears. You could have just drizzled that all. So thick and rich.
There's a lot of lamentation in Cheeseland about the performance of the Brewers, and even the best part was just watching their hearts fall out yesterday. The way to lose that game in that way, and then. To hear the Cubs radio broadcast as they're talking about it, what's like they couldn't even believe what's going on. Speaking of which, after a Kevin Zipak update, there was weirdness on the Cubs broadcast on these airwaves yesterday.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Cubs games are always a fun listen, and that booth is really coming together with Pat and Ron and Zach.
And Zach.
Zach Zaidman in the role of Zach Zaidman in the way that only he can do it. But yesterday, late in the game, there was a pitcher that came in for the Padres, and he was being referred to only by his last name, and then things got a little strange.
Infield in, the right-hander Simber delivers a sidearm fastball for a strike. Simber does have a first name, and I just found it. Adam. I thought he might be in that Michelangelo category for a minute. And the pitch on the way to Lester, it's in there for a strike. I'm not sure why I thought that, but, you know, people who are known by just the single name.
Cher.
Brazilian soccer players, yeah. He had World Cup fever.
Pele, is that who you were making a reference to? Cleopatra would be in that category. Gumby. Here is a pitch on the outside. It just missed to Lester, and the count now 1-2.
Hey, Rick, can you pause it for a second there?
It could be in the fictitious category.
No, this could can't be paused.
Is. The right-hander Simber.
You even got Simber stepping off the mound on that one.
Not sure if Gumby's real.
Simber with the windup and the way he throws from sidearm. He kind of has that Gumby-ish look.
Thought of a few other people that are known by just the one name only. How about Madonna?
No. Bono?
Bono, sure.
Sting.
Sting. Ooh. Now you're talking. Zach's in the game. Here's a swing and a chopper foul. Did we mention Prince?
There you go.
I like the guy, the comedian, that used to take a sledgehammer and smash watermelons.
Oh, yeah.
Gallagher.
Mm-hmm.
Not that he's all that famous, but I did enjoy his act.
The sledge-o-matic?
Yeah.
That's what he called his hammer.
And it would splatter all over the audience.
Yeah.
And he thought it was hilarious. Thinking of the other entertainer. He used to be on Saturday Night Live, redheaded guy. What's his name? Ragtop?
Oh.
Carrot Top.
Carrot Top. Yeah, I had a friend named Ragtop.
Yeah.
Carrot Top. Didn't think his name would come up on Cubs radio today, but there it is.
But technically, isn't that two names?
I'm not sure. I have not really seen it in writing. I can't tell you if it's one or two words. And I never really have thought about it too much. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Swinging a miss by Hosmer at the plate. Might have foul tipped it. Did.
It's two words. Carrot.
It is two?
And top. Yeah, okay. You're thinking more along the lines of...
Carrot Top.
Like the music star Adele.
How about the actor Fabian? I don't know if that was his first or last name.
So, okay. First of all, Ragtop?
And a friend named Ragtop.
And, okay, he thinks Carrot Top's name is... And he happened either... Pat had a friend named Ragtop, or Carrot Top had a friend named Ragtop.
It's unclear.
That's what I couldn't tell
it's
from
unclear.
This.
Unclear.
And also the not understand, not certain whether or not Gumby is fictitious.
Oh, he's very fictitious.
Yes.
Not real at all.
He says could be fictitious.
And probably worth writing
and
down.
And Zach says is. Like is, yes, Gumby, is Pat crestfallen to find out that Gumby is not real?
Oh, God,
what do you
I've
mean?
Gone
he's
this
going,
long
come
in
on.
Life thinking that and, Gumby was going to come around.
And Gumby actually, it Feldstein, right? I believe Gumby.
Probably.
I believe it was Feldstein. He had to change it, you know, because there was a whole thing. There was, during the Red Scare, there was an issue there.
Otherwise, you're going to get blacklisted. You can't have that
right.
Go on. My favorite, the underrated part of this whole thing is Coom, once they find out that Carrot Top is two words, Coom just says, Carrot Top. Really fast, as though that fixes the issue and makes it one word.
So
again.
He was
Carrot Top.
Eliding Carrot Top's name to allow
makes
him
it,
one name status,
makes
as,
it one
as
word.
Opposed to either Carrot Top or Pat Hughes's friend Ragtop.
That is, just,
I think my favorite part is it's Dan's first day and he doesn't realize that you can't pause a cut once you hit play.
I didn't know you. I thought you could just pause it. You
no.
can't. Why not?
Because this
because system,
system is.
From-
It's from the 80s, maybe?
Or maybe.
It's definitely not from the 2000s.
Really?
Legitimately.
Oh, I always thought you could just kind of click the pause button.
No, it's apparently like not. You hit play, and the next thing you can do is end the entire thing and start it from the beginning.
You're in it now. It's like getting down the water slide. As soon as you're down there, it's not over till it's over.
And I was just, it kept going about that it was Gallagher and then Fabian. And Fabian, who was the actor who was like with Annette Funicello and...
It's old school.
Frankie Avalon and like the beach movies and all that,
very,
right?
Very, very old school.
Also probably Feldstein is his last name.
Yeah, I
don't know.
Honest.
But it just, the Gumby, if we want to be possibly fictitious, you're holding out hope that Gumby is real. But that was that's what sort of brought me back to Chicago sports.
Meanwhile, you're listening to that part of the broadcast. You're, okay, you know, it's the day before the All-Star break. This is a Padres team that's not going anywhere. It's a Cubs team that's handled things. The score must be 12-3. It's got to be something like completely out of it. It was a 3-run ball game.
Right.
And they had the confidence in that broadcast to understand that, well, we can follow this winding road down the way a little bit. Everything's fine here. We've got things under control.
Yeah, I love listening to baseball on long drives. I like, you know what? Hey, I found out something. There is an artist that my wife put on. I'm like, oh, I don't want to listen to this.
Is it a one-named artist?
This? No. And after I listened to the album, so it was like a greatest hits album, and I listened to it twice in its entirety, and I said, you know what? I think I like this. I think this guy's really good.
We talked about this person before?
No.
Or is this a new...
He's well, we talked about... we did last week talk about somebody who guested on one of his songs.
Jimmy Buffett. There was a lot of Jimmy Buffett conversation last week.
That's the guy who very, very nicely done, Connor.
Did you spin through an Alan Jackson CD?
I did not.
Interesting.
I did not, but I got to the end of it and I said, I want to listen to that again. And I said, that is really high quality music.
Oh.
And the musicians are the musicians are phenomenal.
I know who
there's
we're
a guitarist
about.
Who can just yep. pick like nobody's
I
business.
I know who we're talking about.
Picking and a grinning forever in a
yep.
day. And some hot country fiddling.
Mm-hmm.
And it just and I said this I said I know why you like this guy, because he can sing the hell out of it.
Oh, for sure.
And there's sad songs, there's happy songs, there's a lot of, you know, cold beer in my hand kind of songs.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just good.
The musicality is legit.
Yeah.
Absolutely
it's
legit.
It's absolutely legit.
Whether you like or don't like the Foo Fighters, their whole Sonic Highways series
yes.
that they did, they discovered this. They didn't discover. They found these guys in Nashville.
So you know who I'm talking about?
I do. I know exactly who you're talking about. You can't do all those descriptions without letting me know. You want it now? You want it
no.
later? I'm going to tell you here.
No, I
tell
just
you later.
We'll see if you got it right.
I think
and
I got it.
We've got the Cubs in first place, and seemingly have just zoomed into a position that actually, as I what's been my litmus test for the Cubs this year, they've always done enough to make their most critical fans displeased, and even now, you even got a Tyler Chatwood start that was bad but not horrible.
It was watchable.
It was lack of horror.
It was watchable.
Absence of bad could equal good. And somehow, at the break, they're at a point where maybe their most critical fans are even saying,
Cubs are pretty good.
Still some questions. I think the most critical are still asking some questions, and this trade deadline might help assuage some of them.
All right, we're going to get to all of that. We've got a lot going on with Bernstein and McKnight on The Score.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Yeah, you take it. You take whipping your way into first place like they did. I mean, it just all of a sudden you blink and you end up just turning the tables on a team.
Didn't seem to take a whole lot of work either. Javi Baez scampering around the bases for what ended up being a game-winning run in the first one against the Padres was exciting in a tight ball game there. The second one, maybe not so much. And the third one, a little easier than perhaps the other two, but that's a walk through an NL West team that thought they had some things together. I remember I was watching these games and seeing Eric Hosmer at first base for the San Diego Padres and just reworking some of the thoughts I had about them signing Eric Hosmer in the first place.
And there's Will Myers, right?
Why is the clunkiness of that team? I know that there's a farm system behind it, and Manuel Margot is fun to watch with a lot of talent. And if you believe in Austin Hedges, that's one thing. Good Lord, did he have a tough day behind, or tough really weekend behind the plate, just whipping the ball all over the place.
Yeah, there was some Keystone Cop stuff going on.
There's some bad throws there by the Padres. And when you hear Joe talk about keeping a team focused through that last series before the All-Star break, turning in something that you can actually be proud of and win with and stuff, that's seemingly harder to do on some teams than others in this last weekend prior to getting a couple of days off. And, his team doesn't have as many as the rest of the league. The Cubs and Cardinals going to play on Thursday, just a 3-day break for them. But they got the wins they needed.
I'm loving Cardinals misery. I'm drinking up. You mentioned the tears of Brewers fans.
Yes.
That doesn't do anything for me. But Matheny getting fired and the Cardinals just a complete dumpster fire.
No. The Brewers tears are more like Rutger Hauer kind of tears. Like, they're really easy. They disappear in the rain, and there's some sadness to it, but there's also some beauty there, I guess. Those are Cardinals tears are different.
Do we get the robot death speech?
We get the robot death speech.
Do we rank robot death speeches? And there's I read an essay about
that. That's one. Well, that's number one.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No. Ash in Alien.
Oh, damn. That's a good one, too.
Ian Holm as Ash in Alien.
It's the same universe, too. It's all that same kind of Wayland Corp thing going on.
Just dirty dystopia.
No, I mean, they live in the same. They exist. The whole replicant culture. Yeah, that whole thing.
Really?
It's said to exist all in the same universe.
Cool.
Actually, here's the thing. That is kind of cool.
Yeah, right.
I mean,
you can make fun of it all you want.
That's kind of cool.
I didn't know that.
Yep.
I didn't know that the replicant is one side, and then they were androids, right? Or whatever they called them, an alien.
I think they're androids.
That they had, it was Ash and Bishop was the other one.
Mm-hmm.
But Bishop didn't get the death speech, because even though spoiler alert, he gets ripped in half
that's the point of having them, is so you can rip them apart toward the end of the movie, and there's just synthetic blood and guts going everywhere.
Spraying goo all over
and
the place.
And Ian Holm gets his death speech.
This segment brought to you by Orkin. Ask Sherwin-Williams and save 40% on paints and stains during the 4-day super sale, July 20th through the 23rd. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Yeah, everybody guessed the band right. Everybody guessed it correctly. You got it.
It's the Zac Brown Band.
It's Zac Brown Band.
Whether you like kind of the country feel or not, it's impossible to listen to that stuff and not appreciate the musicianship of everybody in that band.
Objectively good music.
Absolutely.
You know, I'm not a huge country fan.
No.
But she put this on and I'm listening and I'm concentrating on driving, whatever, and I don't really care. She had some podcasts she wanted to listen to. We had some things. And I said, wow, first of all, the production values are unbelievably high. It's just everything sounds really good.
That's kind of that Nashville production house thing. As much as it's a charnel house, and as much as people are put in and pulled out of that whole thing, and then the entire operation is kind of gross, the values there are high.
Who's the guitarist?
Zac Brown.
That's him.
And that's Zac Brown.
Okay, because that is...
Dude's legit.
That's chops.
And it's weird that these two bands, because the Zac Brown Band can be kind of country pop and dismissed some by what they write and the rest of the realm that's out there. However, country's become much more rap as it's been turned around by that Nashville production house as an entity. But if you've not seen the Sonic Highways episode where the Foo Fighters go to Nashville, they do a collaboration with the Zac Brown Band. And it's clear, it's evident that as Dave Grohl kind of gets to know Zac Brown a little bit and his chops and that talent, like the respect was off the charts. And what they ended up doing at the end of the episode was awesome too. I mean, it's
okay.
It's a must watch kind of thing.
Yeah, that I will definitely check that out. But I'm listening, and every next song, and at one point I said, this kind of sounds like a Jimmy Buffett song. And my wife says, wait for it.
Give it a minute.
Wait for the chorus.
Well, they'll do it.
You recognize that voice. I'm like, okay. Yeah, but it's I'm not a country music fan.
Right.
But on a drive, you know, when you're driving through field, the other band, Mark Caro, he made me download an album by a band called The Feelies.
The Feelies. Oh, yeah, you mentioned that, and I forgot to listen to it.
If you like old school REM,
I do.
The Feelies album, The Good Earth, produced by Peter Buck, apparently put together by Peter Buck, and it's a great road album. It's great. The Good Earth by the Feelies. I didn't like every song, but sort of the old Michael Stipe, like the vocals as an instrument, where the vocals aren't real forward in the mix. Really good.
Was that drive, by the way? Everything family-wise still together? Everything
we're good.
Work out okay?
It was easier than she thought. It was easier than she thought.
You did all the driving.
She offered. The limiting factor.
Were you fishing off the side of the road? Rich and I had a running bet that you had absolutely pulled over at some point, despite your best interests in getting to wherever the hell you were going to begin with as fast as you could, that you had pulled off at the side of the road somewhere and begun to fish when she fell asleep on a nap or something like that.
No, thought about it a couple times, but didn't do it because we wanted to get where we were going, especially as I was following the weather, and we got to Bemidji just in time for a massive storm to come through. There were tornadoes just north of there. Our hotel lost power 3 times.
Well, that's kind of fun.
On the first, yeah. Well, but
as long as you're safe, it's kind of fun.
But hotels aren't – it's one thing if you're in a cabin in the woods and the whole thing riding. Hotels aren't supposed to lose power.
I suppose that's the point.
Right?
But you're in Bemidji. I mean, there's like one generator for everybody.
I know, but it was. We actually saw there was a second wave of storms that were coming in. It looked like something out of the Avengers Tesseract because it was like a pink triangle in the sky where there happened to be this one area behind the storm that was still the sunset and the other clouds. And I said, that's not normal. This probably isn't good. We should probably get out of here, finish up your dilly bar and get out of here. And it was, but it was nice to be in the Northwood. I just see actual stars.
Yeah, that was your wife's first time seeing.
She'd never seen stars before.
Stars
ever. She'd never been fishing before. I got her in the boat.
Go?
Let's get in the boat. I taught her how to cast.
Bird's nest?
And no, it was all good. She had a little perch on the line at one point, but it got off because she didn't understand the guy. I said, you got to set the hook, and she said, what does that mean? I said, okay, it's my fault.
It is kind of a tough explanation, though. Even after you've kind of described it, I got to do what now? It doesn't just bite and then I pull?
No, you got to snap it back, and then she kind of lifted her hand. No, you don't lift your hand, just snap the tip of the rod kind of firmly. You know, you don't want to rip it. She's like,
but you can't. Yeah.
She said, forget it. It's good. I'm happy I had one on the line.
I'm in, I'm out.
Dropped me at the dock, and she wanted to go in and watch Law and Order. So I said, all right, fine. Do whatever you want to do. We are Bernstein and McKnight, and we talk about sports and things. 9-1 on the score. And coming up next, we're going to get the lowdown on Jabari Parker and the Bulls. I've come around to this to this Bulls team. They're just sort of – they're like – Pax and Gar Foreman are like Jawas. They're driving the giant thing around Tatooine, picking up
the sandcrawler.
They're grabbing the sandcrawler,
yeah,
and they're just picking things up. Okay, we'll take you.
I'm watching everyone come around to this. I'm watching everybody else seemingly go, oh, okay, all right, we can see what's going on from this distance. And I'm just kind of waiting. I guess I'm just kind of waiting to be picked up and persuaded one way or the other, because I've yet to hear something really persuasive about how this thing has been constructed.
I'm thinking it's reminding me of another Bulls team that happened to be fun by accident. It wasn't really going anywhere, but it was as a kid, I was entertained by this team.
For a moment, I thought you were talking about one of the greatest first round series that's ever been played, the Bulls and Celtics.
No, that team knew what defense was.
Yeah, no, you're right.
This one will not.
That had a point.
Yeah,
this one had a point to it.
Yeah, and the team that I'm thinking of didn't know what defense was either, if memory serves. So I actually want to get into those numbers and see if I'm right about the comp, because it was one of my favorite Bulls teams ever, just for selfish reasons. just because of who they had and why they had them, and it was always somebody else every night that was going to be the top scorer, and anybody could, any number of guys who could score 40. And
you're not doing a lot to convince me.
Okay, well, it was
bring
just
me around. I'm not saying that you had to.
I liked it.
I'm saying I'm out here in the middle of a life raft, middle on a life raft, just kind of waiting to be picked up.
All right, we'll talk Bulls next on The Score.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.